This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne. Now that Washington's officials, lobbyists, and protesters have played their roles in the inauguration, they get down to substance. Social Security is at the top of President Bush's agenda, but first, Congress will be voting, the Senate in particular, will be voting on the nomination of Condoleezza Rice as Secretary of State. Joining us now is NPR political analyst Cokie Roberts. She joins us every Monday. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. And congratulations on the baby.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. And her mother thanks you as well. No reason to believe that Condoleezza Rice won't be confirmed, is there?
No, but this is a chance for the Democrats to have a debate about Iraq or for them to talk about the problems in Iraq. And given the recent polls of last week showing that the president has real problems in the populace on the subject of Iraq, the Democrats see this as a winner for them. So they didn't just confirm her on Inauguration Day, as so often happens with secretaries of state. They insisted on waiting until this week to have this debate. And part of it is that, Steve, they just don't want to lie down and roll over for the Republicans and for the president. They want to show they still have some life in them. Yes, she will be confirmed when all is said and done.
The president wanted debate on another subject, Social Security, and he seems to be getting it.
Well, he's decided to stress that in his second term, and we're likely to hear a good deal more about it next week in the State of the Union message. But some Republicans in Congress are already questioning the president's assertion that Social Security is in crisis. The somewhat unpredictable chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Bill Thomas, said that it should be called a problem that could become a crisis, but that's a more accurate description of the state of Social Security at the moment. Olympia Snowe, a moderate Republican on the Senate Finance Committee, a Republican from a very blue state of Maine, has also questioned the description of Social Security as a crisis. She says seniors are frightened by this conversation. And, you know, Steve, when seniors get frightened, Republicans get frightened because it can be a real problem for them at the voting booths next time around.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever you call it, Democrats are promising to defeat President Bush's proposed solution, or partial solution anyway, this imposition of private accounts. Do they have the power to stop him?
Well, you see, by saying private accounts, you've already entered the debate as far as the White House is concerned. They're calling them personal accounts, not private accounts, to just try to change the rhetoric so that seniors, again, will not get frightened. And they're invoking Democrats who have called for these accounts in the past. The difference is, of course, that the Democrats, President Clinton, Senator Moynihan, have considered them as add-ons to the current Social Security system, Social Security plus a private account. If the question is whether President Bush is really interested in the ownership society that he talks about it and talks about, in which case an add-on would do it, or whether he's trying to fundamentally change Social Security. And it's interesting there because the deficit, as huge as it is, isn't really an excuse, because changing Social Security in the way that he is talking about would cost a great deal of money, less probably than adding on to Social Security with private accounts.
Now, have the Democrats gotten any closer to choosing a new party leader?
Well, there seems to be something of a Stop Howard Dean movement going on. It's not a full-blown Stop Dean as we started to see when he was running for president, but you have both the Democratic leader of the House and the Democratic leader of the Senate saying that they think that another candidate would be preferable to the former governor of Vermont. The highly unreliable poll that has been taken of the 447 voters in this race shows Dean ahead, but there are less volatile politicians that are being put forward.
Thanks very much. That's NPR political analyst Cokie Roberts.